Israeli archaeologists excavating what they believe is the tomb of biblical King Herod said on Wednesday they've unearthed lavish Roman-style wall paintings of a kind previously unseen in the Middle East. They also say they found signs of a regal two-story mausoleum, bolstering their conviction that the Jewish monarch was buried here. Archaeologist Ehud Netzer is head of the team from Jerusalem's Hebrew University, which uncovered the site at the King's Winter Palace in the Judean desert last year. He says the latest finds truly showed work and funding fit for a king.
I sit on the remains of a mausoleum of Herod. We have really the first courses, the foundations. But we found here, and some of them are spread all around, architectural fragments that enable us to restore a monument of 25 meter high, 75 feet high, very elegant, and which fits Herod's taste and status.
A depiction of Herod's monument is seen in this animation from the National Geographic Channel special, Herod's Lost Tomb, premiering Sunday, November 23rd. In Herod's private box at the auditorium, the diggers discovered delicate frescoes depicting windows opening onto painted landscapes. One of the scenes appears to show the view of a southern Italian farm. Just visible in the paintings, dating from between 15 to 10 BC, are a dog, bushes, and what looks like a country villa. Netzer said that since finding fragments of one ornately carved sarcophagus last year, he and his team have found two more, suggesting that the monumental tomb may have been a royal family vault.
A mausoleum like the one which we have here was generally built by a king, but not in particular only for himself, many times for his children and family, like the famous mausoleum of Augustus in Rome and of Hadrian in Rome. They contained many family members.
Herod was the Jewish proxy ruler of the Holy Land under Imperial Roman occupation beginning in 37 BC, and he reigned for more than six decades. After Herod's death, Herodium, Herod's sprawling palace fortress, became a stronghold for Jewish rebels fighting Roman occupation, and the site suffered significant battle damage before it was conquered and finally destroyed by Roman forces in 71 AD. The insurgents revile the memory of Herod as a Roman puppet, and Netzer and his team believe that the violence with which one of the stone caskets was smashed suggests they knew it held his bones. No human remains or inscriptions proving conclusively that the tomb was the king's have been found, but excavation work continues.